Have you ever found yourself, you know, just drowning in digital paperwork, trying to get things signed, keep them secure, manage it all? Or maybe you've just looked at another subscription fee for some tool that feels, well, totally essential these days and just sighed. That feeling, right? Like you're trapped paying for basics. Well, today we're doing a deep dive into OpenSign. It's this really fascinating project, and it makes a bold claim to be the free and open source DocuSign alternative.
Mm-hmm.
Our mission here is to really break down what that actually means for you. Not just the features, but you know how it might actually change things if you need digital signatures.
That's exactly it. OpenSign is really trying to democratize the whole document signing thing, make it simple, make it accessible for everyone. It's built to be, well, the top open source option out there. Powerful, but still, you know, easy to get your head around.
And we know you're here for those insights, those aha moments, without getting totally buried in technical details. And honestly, OpenSign has quite a few of those. Okay, but before we really jump into the deep end with OpenSign, we absolutely want to give a huge shout out to our deep dive supporter, SafeServer. They're fantastic when it comes to secure hosting and really helping folks like you navigate that whole digital transformation journey. You can find out more about them at www.safeserver.de. All right, let's unpack this then. OpenSign. It's setting itself up against the big players, yeah?
Yeah.
DocuSign, PandaDoc, Adobe Sign, all those guys. But what does free and open source really mean here?
Yeah.
Especially for something as, well, critical as signing important documents.
Right. So fundamentally, OpenSign's mission is about providing something secure, reliable, and crucially free. For you listening, that means unlimited free signatures. No kidding. Think about it.
Yeah.
Transforming how you sign, how you store, how you secure documents, all in one place. All for free. It just removes that cost barrier completely.
Unlimited free signatures. That's a big statement.
It is. And the open source part, that's a real game changer too. It means the code, the actual instructions that make the software work, it's public. Anyone can look at it, check it, even help improve it. That brings a level of transparency that honestly builds a lot of trust.
Which you definitely need for a sensitive document.
Exactly. You're not just taking a company's word for it. You can see the community looking over the code. And you see that interest on GitHub. It's got, what, 4.8 thousand stars, 450 forks. That shows a really strong, active community behind it. It's not just some side project.
Okay. That transparency angle is compelling.
So
let's get practical. What can you actually do with OpenSign? What's a day-to-day experience like?
Well, the core is its secure PDF e-signing. It uses strong encryption methods to make sure everything's secure, private, and works across different systems. And like I said, this is for unlimited documents, even on their free cloud version. So you can sign as much as you need without hitting some kind of limit or paywall.
No limits, even on the free tier.
Okay.
Okay. What else?
Then there's the annotate documents feature. It's pretty versatile. You can add your signature in a few ways. There's an advanced signing pad. You can draw your signature with a mouse or stylus, upload a picture of it, type it out, or even save signatures you use often for just one click.
So it adapts to how you want to sign, not the other way around.
Exactly. It's about flexibility for the user.
That sounds great. But thinking about someone maybe new to all this digital signing stuff.
Yeah.
How easy is it really to pick up? Is it user friendly?
That's a really good point. And ease of use was definitely a big focus. The biggest win for beginners is probably the intuitive design. Things like sign yourself or one-click signatures are made to be super simple. They really aimed for the best signing experience in open source, maybe even better than some paid ones, honestly.
Okay.
Now, is there any learning curve? Maybe a tiny bit, just finding where things are at first, like any new software. But it's designed to feel familiar pretty quickly. It's meant to be approachable.
Makes sense. So that covers signing your own stuff. But what about when you need other people to sign? How does OpenSign handle, you know, collaboration?
Ah, yeah, that's where the multi-signer support really shines. You can invite multiple people to sign the same document. And you've got options for how you invite them. You can send them unique links or use email invites. Plus, you can enforce a signing order. You know, person A has to sign before person B gets it. That's critical for certain workflows.
Right, like approvals.
Exactly. And having this multi-signer capability really makes it a complete solution. It lets OpenSign genuinely compete with the established, often expensive platforms. Think about a small business needing signatures from a client, then legal, then maybe operations. OpenSign can manage that whole sequence.
And what about security when you're sending documents out to people who maybe don't have an OpenSign account? Guests, essentially.
Good question. They've got that covered with email unique code verification. It's basically a one-time password, or OTP, sent to the guest signer's email. They have to enter that code before they can sign. So even if they're not registered users, their identity is verified. It keeps your documents secure throughout the process. Adds that extra layer of trust.
Okay, that's reassuring.
Yeah.
Now, what about managing the document's lifespan? Setting deadlines, or what happens if someone needs to, well, reject a document?
Yep, it handles that too. There's an expiring docs feature. You can set a document to expire after, say, 30 days. Once it expires, nobody can sign it. Really useful for time-sensitive offers or agreements. And importantly, signers can choose to reject a document. If they do, they're prompted to give a reason, and that reason gets sent straight back to you, the sender.
Oh, that's useful. Saves a lot of back-and-forth emails trying to figure out what went wrong.
Exactly. Streamlines the whole thing.
And I saw something about customizable email templates for invites and reminders. That adds a nice professional touch, doesn't it? Especially for a free tool.
It really does. It helps maintain a polished image even when you're using a free service. Makes the whole interaction smoother for everyone involved.
Okay, so documents are signed, everyone's happy. What happens next? How does OpenSign help you keep everything organized and, importantly, verifiable later on?
Right, post-signing. It includes something called the OpenSign Drive. Think of it as your secure central hub for all signed documents. It's not just storage. It's designed to help you organize, find, share, and archive everything easily. Like a smart digital filing cabinet.
A secure filing cabinet. Got it. And the verification part, the legal proof.
This is where it gets really impressive, especially for a free tool. Audit trails and completion certificate. OpenSign meticulously logs everything. Every action on a document, who viewed it, who signed it, when they signed it, their IP address, email, even phone numbers, if provided. All timestamped. And what's really fascinating is once everyone has signed, it automatically generates a completion certificate. This certificate bundles all those logs together. It's solid proof of the entire signing process.
Wow, that level of detail? That sounds like something you'd usually pay a lot for.
Precisely. That kind of detailed, legally robust audit trail is often a premium feature in paid services. OpenSign provides it for free. It basically democratizes that level of compliance. You get court-admissible proof without the hefty price tag?
That is a huge plus. Okay, but what if you're already using other tools, other systems in your workflow? How does OpenSign fit in? Can it connect to other things?
Yeah, it's built with integration in mind. It has robust API support. So if you have developers, they can integrate OpenSign directly into your existing software using the provided API key and documentation.
Okay, so custom connections are possible.
Definitely. But beyond that, it also offers broader integrations with common tools, things like cloud storage services, popular CRMs, other business platforms. And maybe the most flexible option is the Zapier integration. Zapier connects thousands of different apps, so chances are you can use Zapier to link OpenSign to almost any other tool you're already using.
Zapier. That opens up a lot of possibilities.
It really does. It means OpenSign can slot into your existing processes rather than forcing you to rebuild everything around it. It's very adaptable.
This sounds incredibly capable, almost too good to be true for a free tool. How easy is it for someone non-technical to just start using it? Is there a catch?
Honestly, it's remarkably easy to get started. They have that buy-free e-plan we mentioned with unlimited signatures and collaboration, and it runs on their cloud servers. So you just sign up on their website, and you can start signing documents pretty much immediately. No installation, no server setup needed.
So the cloud version is the simple starting point.
Exactly. Now, for those who are more technical or want total control over their data, there is the option to self-host it using Docker. But for most people, the free cloud version is perfect. And you asked about a catch or where paid services might still have an edge. Maybe for huge corporations needing extremely niche specific enterprise integrations or, you know, dedicated 24/7 phone support with an account manager. Very specific high-end needs. But honestly, for the vast majority of individuals, freelancers, small businesses, even mid-sized companies, OpenSign likely covers everything they need and then some. And this brings us back to that open source advantage again. It's not just about being free. It's the transparency, seeing how it works. It's the community contributing, fixing bugs, adding features. You see that long list of contributors on GitHub. That means the tool is constantly evolving based on what users actually need. That's powerful.
That makes a lot of sense. The community aspect keeps it alive and relevant. So stepping back, in a world that's just becoming more and more digital, why should someone listening seriously consider an open source option like OpenSign for something as important as signatures? Okay, so let's quickly recap. OpenSign comes across as a really solid, secure, and feature-packed open-source choice for e-signatures. It handles everything from simple signing for yourself to complex workflows with multiple people, plus secure storage and those really detailed audit trails we talked about. And importantly, it removes that cost barrier.
Absolutely. And maybe a final thought for you, the listener. Think about how using open source tools like OpenSign might do more than just save you money. It could actually give you significantly more control, more transparency, and maybe even a greater sense of security over these really essential digital parts of your work or life. It's empowering in a way.
A powerful thought indeed. Mm-hmm. Control and transparency. Once again, we want to say a massive thank you to SafeServer for supporting this deep dive. They're experts in secure hosting and digital transformation. You can check them out at www.safeserver.de. We definitely encourage you to explore OpenSign if this sounded interesting. And of course, keep diving deep into knowledge with us.